Spark a conversation, verbal elation, stimulation, education. This is Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven. When we on the air, it's always a lituation. Might talk about some litigation, might talk about some immigration, might talk about some politics, but never talking nonsense. Yes, we on in this live. Watch and listen, it's a vibe. Watch it while you getting high, or you can listen while you drive. Just don't forget to subscribe.
Roll up. Trying to get high.
Welcome to Minaj with the Mary Jane Maven podcast with your host, the Mary Jane Maven. I am the producer, the hubby. Follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Show us some love and click that subscribe button now. Don't forget to click the bell so you get notifications and click the like button on the videos.
And now, your host.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back. You know who it is. Your girl, the Mary Jane Maven, a.k.a. don't call me just a weed smoker, but you can call me your highness. I want to welcome everybody back to another fantastic episode. Before I get started, I do want to remind you to please like, subscribe, share, comment. I like to hear what you have to say. And if it's just nasty, I just won't refer to it. No, I probably will. I'm an Aries. We know. I got it. I got to say something back. But yeah, no, you guys like, subscribe, share, comment, leave a suggestion, holler at your girl. We have another great guest host for you today. I do want to wish everybody a beautiful first week of July. I hope that you guys have finally started to receive the summer that we all so deserve. Last time that I was on, I talked about how we are experiencing the worst summer in this history, I would think, in my opinion, of where I live in Northern Cali. But we have not had our traditional just hot 10, 15 days of 100 plus degree weather. We had four. And then it went back down. I think it's maybe 80 today. And then it's going to creep back up next weekend. So I'm a hot weather girl. It's not summer if it's not hot. If I'm not going, woof. You know, walking outside and it feels like I'm just walked into, you know, a steam room. It's not summer. So we need to get there. I hope that everybody has stayed safe, that they were safe. This was a crazy 4th of July weekend. There was a lot of violence. And that's ridiculous because we can't just get together, have a block party, you know, have a barbecue. Have some hot links, play some spades, talk some shit over some, you know, some bones. For those of you that don't know what that is, dominoes. If you don't know what bones is, you probably don't even know how to play dominoes. But, you know, letting the kids run through the sprinklers, you know, the old folks telling the kids to go do a dance for everybody's entertainment. That's what the holidays are like, you know, doing the wobble. Listening to some Frankie Beverly and Maze. Like that's, you know, these are the things that our fourth should be surrounded around or should include, not the violence that hit a lot of our country this past 5-day holiday weekend. But I'm hoping that everybody's safe and you know, staying in the right frame of mind. We live in a crazy ass world. But before I continue to babble on like I do want to bring in a fellow podcaster, a fellow content creator, someone who allowed me the blessing and, you know, the opportunity to be on his platform. I know you guys already know because I know you follow both of us. I know our fans are like, wait a minute, they're collabing together. Let me get on that one. But we're going to go ahead and bring in our guest co-host today, who is the host of the Liquor Talk podcast. And we're gonna go with V. Is that good, V? Or would you
that's
like
good. Okay. That's good.
All right, perfect. You know, sometimes we gotta keep our government names. We gotta keep a little mystery around that. Mm-hmm. Welcome to the podcast. How are you today? Tell the folks a little bit about yourself.
First of all, I'm doing wonderful. Thank you for having me. You know what I'm saying? This is podcasting one-on-one, ladies and gentlemen. You know, if I make an appearance in your podcast, you got to come on mine. Yes. That's how we do it right here. You know what I'm saying? This is how podcasting one-on-one. But I'm doing wonderful. My name is Victor. I'm the host of that Liquor Talk podcast, where we will have the realest conversations while pulling up some liquor. So you know what? So remember, more you drink, better I sound. Go ahead, tap in with me. And also, I do agree with you. I feel bad for you because I live in Florida and it's hot here all the time. You know what I'm saying? So
the thunderstorms that you guys have, though. Like some of the thunderstorms, you have the best, like, free nature-given light shows that there are.
Yes, they do. The only thing is, it comes so unexpectedly, you know what I'm saying? You could be at work and then all of a sudden the power go out. I'm like, okay, well, that's just... I work for free now.
That's how it is. Right? I know that I saw the weather reports that there was some severe thunderstorms that were going on that side of the country, and that they were saying that, you know, people were making plans because between the heat and the thunderstorms, you really couldn't be like, okay, this is exactly what I'm doing. How was it on the 4th of July holiday?
Well,
I was going to call it someone different, but.
Well, the 4th of July holiday, I was working, so it's like, I didn't get to experience that lit holiday you just described. I'm like, that sounds like my childhood right there, but I don't know, us as millennials, we don't do a lot of that stuff, you know?
We don't. I mean, it's more of a, we do more day parties. We do more excursions or experiences. You know, we did go to during the weekend. I mean, you don't just count the day as, you know, as you going to events. You count the weekend. So over the weekend, we have basketball, which I want to, let me start off by saying, guys, as V mentioned, this is podcasting 101, okay? Also part of podcasting 101 is one, when one host has to reschedule on the other host a few times, being as gracious as V has been, because it's been crazy June. We've had to reschedule a couple times, mostly due because my son plays basketball, and I should have known that the whole first month of June, I shouldn't have planned anything because there were, what?
You can always plan for the second month of June. You said plan for the whole first month of June.
See, I told you he's going to tap in, and he's going to tap in with the corrections. Nobody was paying attention to that. So the whole first month of summer, which is June, I should not have planned anything because it was basketball. However, V was so gracious and being flexible with my need and to have to reschedule. So I did have to interrupt to say that, but just also get that out there. You know, that's part of the reason why millennials, and I may or may not be on the cusp of being a millennial. I may be that generation before, but we don't put a lot of community and trust into what we do, whether it's podcasting, whether it's putting together a barbecue. Like, there's not a lot of that community and trust involved. There's not a lot of that wanting to get together and just keep it simple, which is crazy. Because like you said, I wonder how many barbecues were indicative of the experience that I just described. You know, I'm sure there was some wobbles done this weekend. I'm sure.
Yeah, there was probably some, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah.
I really feel like it was not that many. I feel like everybody would just, you know, they have the kickback parties, you know, everybody just out there chilling and drinking and stuff. So, you know, and some places kids weren't even involved. So
yeah, they're not invited at all. I know we went to an event on Saturday. I was saying it was my husband's fraternity brothers. They had just a come over, swim, you know, let the kids go out and have fun. We had some drinks. We took some pictures. And it was nice because I think one thing that we fail to recognize is that as we get older, those relationships, or, you know, you didn't have to go to college or even in your early 20s. It was all about that community you were building, your friends, and, you know, and they were becoming your family. So y'all did everything together, you know, friends, Thanksgivings, friends, Christmases. Mm-hmm. You know, it was going to bachelorette parties, taking weekends, going to, you know, an Essence Fest or, you know, whatever it may be, going to Vegas. That was all kind of planned. And as everybody starts getting their families and getting into their careers, those times become few and far between. So those times, those experiences of having those barbecues, having that Frankie Beverly and Maze played, you know, having the kids do the dances, you know, it wasn't the wobble then, but the electric slide or whatever it was, the atomic dog, whatever it was back then, those were appreciated because it was important to have. You still needed to have that fellowship of sorts. And we don't. And I, you know, and I give so much credence and positive credit to social media. And because that does keep people together. I think that's what has replaced those needs to get together is because we have people like, oh, I know what they're doing. Let me just pull up. They're here. They're on their Insta, you know, pull up their Insta or their Facebook. And so that's what I think has substituted itself for that face-to-face once a year, twice a year get together that, you know, that we experienced growing up. On that tip, what was your favorite thing about that growing up? Like your that getting together, what was that one thing? If I granted you a wish and you could pull anything from your childhood or from those experiences into today, what would that one thing be?
You know, I would have to say getting together, you know, so I would have to give it to my college friends because don't get me wrong, I love for the family, but nothing like going to college and having college friends come over and stuff. Because I actually hosted some college friends on the 4th of July. I barbecued, everything turned out great. People were bringing stuff, people were bringing drinks, man. We had a very good time and like it was lit, you know?
Yeah, and creating more memories. I love that you said that because I was talking to my friends this weekend and I said, you know, I really like to do a lot of self-reflection, why I am the way that I am, which every adult should do. You should really understand who you are, why you click the way that you click, come to terms with maybe something that you find to be toxic or traumatic, and then move on from it. But I like to kind of do a lot of self-reflection and I often wonder, is it a bad thing that I look back upon those college times and the friends or the family that I made during that time with such fondness, you know, when we get together, we don't want the time to end. Or, you know, when a couple of us get together, it's just a big ass trip down memory lane. So I wonder, like, is that a bad thing? Because are you living too much in the past when you should be living in the present? You know, so often I'll kind of wonder that. And our friends and I, we kind of came to a consensus that there's nothing wrong with that. That's what life is about, is appreciating those moments and then being able to bring them to fruition in your everyday life now. So while we were kicking it just alone, we'd had no kids or anything to worry about. And many of us made jokes this past Saturday, like, when did we decide in our marriage that we want to have kids? You know, why was that something we decided upon? We all love our children and we love to see the growth in them, but it was just funny and kind of, I think, validating that other people feel the same way that you feel, you know, and not that you're commiserating, but that we're all going through this process of being parents and being adults together. And that's just something that is a different memory versus those times in college when we kicked it till 4 o'clock in the morning. You know, we have the stories about who got faded and who did something embarrassing on the ground, you know, on a trip or something like that. So it's a little different. It's a different in the memories now, but it's nonetheless, you know, seen or done and appreciated with love. So yeah, I love that. We were talking about before we got on the importance or the definition of the 4th of July and whether or not we actually celebrated the 4th or most of us that are Black Americans celebrate the 4th, or do we just celebrate the time off of work and the fireworks? And I think that most of us are at the point now that Juneteenth was our 4th of July, minus the fireworks, you know, because unless you buy them illegally, you can't really find them anywhere in June. But do you think that there's more of a move, more of a movement for Black Americans to say, yes, we are Americans, but let's be honest about what really defines our freedom and those holidays that we should really celebrate?
I definitely think there's more awareness in the holidays we should be celebrating and stuff because, you know more because we're more educated, we're more progressive about it. So it's like, of course, all the black people, we're going to celebrate Juneteenth because that's our independence and stuff. But as for the 4th of July, it's like, it's just a day off from work for some people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yours truly had to work, so I managed to get that time and a half, so I'm not really complaining. So it's like, but I did see everybody shooting up fireworks and stuff, and remember driving down the street just filled with smoke. I'm like, they gave all y'all fireworks and stuff. It's crazy.
Yeah. So are they illegal in Florida or legal?
No, they're legal. They're definitely legal, you know what I'm saying? I think the South is basically legal because I'll see the advertising for the fireworks stores and stuff, so it's definitely legal.
So, yeah, so we have the fireworks booth. I mean, we have what's dictated as what can be legal, but nothing that what goes up in the sky. What is that makes it illegal?
Well, safe and sane are the ones that just stay on the ground. They don't go up in the air at all. And you also only get fireworks June 28th after 7 o'clock p.m. to 4th of July at 9 o'clock p.m.
And that's it. Wow. Yeah.
California is strict.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, and they say it's because of the fires, the fire hazard.
Oh, that makes sense.
And I will tell you, I'm sure that there were some idiots that damaged their own properties this past 4th, but I feel comfortable in saying there is not a fire burning across California right now that they can say is due to fireworks. So many people have the illegal ones. I can't even tell you. I don't feel like I need to pay to go to a 4th of July event ever again, because you just drive down the freeways here or you get to one central location and you sit and look around and it's nothing but, I mean, the skies were lit up here, lit. So I have to say, give grown people a little credit, you know. People aren't trying to damage their, you know, where they live. But people are also just trying to celebrate and let their hair down. And, you know, and they work every day. They got other shit to deal with. And it's like, if they can have one day where they can put on some coals, you know, barbecue up some meat, have a few drinks, and then let off some beautiful colors in the air for themselves and their family to enjoy, we should probably loosen the reins up just a little bit. But yeah, so I know that was all across the country though. I remember watching something and it was like showing just what is it called when they put a bunch of clips together? I can't think of it. There you go. I was going to say menagerie, but that's not right. A montage of all the fireworks shows going from across the country. And it actually looked really, really dope. Hubby and I were saying it would be really nice to see like a satellite shot or of the country and all the fireworks going off, you know, from space to see how that would look. And then plus the drone shows and shit that people do. That's pretty cool too. But before we move any further, for my listeners and for anybody else, you know, what this time is going to be is our Spark and Salutations. This Spark and Salutations is going to be sponsored by this episode, a strain that we've been medicating with. It's called Island Honey by the Biscotti Premium Flower Brand. It's through Fiore. I think it's the distributor. But it's a good strain, good brand, value brand. Okay. We are getting ready to go on vacation, so everything's about value right now. The best for the price. I was working one day last week and I hit a hubby, like, what are you doing? And he's like, I'm sitting here. And that strain, that last weed that we got, he goes, that shit snuck up on me. And I was like, oh, really? He's like, yeah, I'm sitting here very elevated right now. So I was like, well, let's get more of that. But this is a good strain, a good, let's see what the terps are. Okay, this is one thing, cannabis companies, it's very smart. Part of your responsibility as a brand, as a strain, making sure that this is a flower that becomes, you know, much more regulated, much more accepted, is to educate people. Part of the education would be putting the terps that are, you know, a huge part of the flower. That helps people to learn more about it. That's going to normalize the plant a lot more. So as I medicate, I'll try to identify you know, maybe what some of the what the terps are in here.
Like that shit, smoke that shit, pass that shit.
I'm on it. I'm on it. The hubby, the hubby, the hubby. So speaking a little bit about this, I know when I was on your pod, you mentioned that, you know, you don't medicate, which is perfectly okay. But out there in Florida,
actually, I don't medicate often, but I need to, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? So ever since our episode, I was like, I'm probably going to start hitting up the dispensaries here. But it's like, they're a little more in-depth in California compared to here in Florida.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was just going to ask, how does the market look in Florida? I didn't even know that you guys had any at all.
Yeah, they definitely do. They got the CBD ones and stuff. And
okay.
They do have some THC ones, but it's not like out there in California where it's a lot more in-depth. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's slowly breaking ground here, but it's not like out there in California where you can get, where you got a lot of experts there.
Yeah. It helps to have, I love that you say experts or mavens. I don't know if a lot of people ever catch on to the fact that maven, part of my name is that makes an expert, one who likes to educate, one that has knowledge. So my name basically is the weed knowledge. You know, I'm the educator. But I have to say that you guys have a lot of obstacles to overcome with DeSantis.
This man got the nerve to be running for president.
I don't know. Okay. He says and he does whatever the hell he wants to, regardless of what the repercussions are, regardless on if that's going to, you know, hurt his the citizens of the state. Whether or not most of the citizens of the state agree, he does what he wants, basically. And he says what he says. So I can imagine that things will probably move a lot quicker if he does get up and out, or the right amount of money has to be offered to line their pockets. I'm just going to say what I really think of that man. He does what's better for him in the long run, or he does what's better for his pockets, it seems like.
Yeah, but I really feel like getting into a fight with Disney is going to bite him in the long run, though.
Man.
That's going to bite him in the long run.
I think that the Disney power is so deeply rooted that we don't even understand the measure of how much power they have, how much money is into everything. I mean, they bought out Fox. Like, what is it? Another news? Is it CNN or something else that Disney owns? Like, Disney owns half of what our entertainment is, as far as movies and TV. I'm sure they're probably creeping slowly into podcasting or radio in some way. What is his problem with Disney? Like, what is it, a big issue?
I think it all stems from where they stand on the don't say gay stuff. That's where they stand. Their stance on the LGBT community. That's where it all stems from.
That's another group that I don't know if somebody wants to really go to bat with or bat.
You don't want to piss them off. You know what I'm saying? Because they got money and they got power. I didn't realize how much money and power they had.
Yes. So much. And I say that with all due respect, but their movement has passed our civil rights movement by leap years. Like, it's amazing to me how still as citizens, not saying that they're not, but still as citizens of this country that built this country, that have been fighting for equality and just a better life, how that got leapfrogged. You know, how we became the bottom of the barrel once again. And this message is so much larger than the message that, you know, and the strides that we're trying to make.